Kim Miller recently turned 60 and is beginning to envision a future that will include a lot more tending to grandchildren and gardening, and a lot less tending emails and board meetings. Kim is retiring from her role as manager of the Powell River Chamber of Commerce. It has been a long goodbye. More than a year ago, she officially let the chamber know she would be retiring by her birthday. Those who know her best find it difficult to believe that after 24 years of continued service she would retire, and she does, too. Kim greeted me with her trademark sunny smile from behind her desk at the signature blue triangular building adjacent to the ferry terminal. She started working for the chamber when most daily business activities were conducted in person, by phone, or even by mail. Now, workplace technology and methodology have shifted to such an extent that staff can be caught in a sea of daily emails, reluctantly distracted from making the essential personal connections that have been the trademark of all successful chamber managers in the past. Kim is the consummate Jill of all trades, with the know-how and determination to manage competing priorities such as engaging local businesses, creating innovative programs, processing billing and enacting board directives and policy. I asked about her key achievements during her time as manager. She is most proud of organizing the Chamber of Commerce Business Awards for 23 of the 26 years the event has taken place. During her tenure with the awards, she has been guided by her commitment to see that people and their businesses receive recognition for their hard work and dedication, rather than focusing on the secondary benefit of generating revenue for the chamber. Kim is pleased that Community Futures, Cawthet Living Magazine and The Peak have all developed their own recognition programs since the inception of the chamber's awards. She is also proud of the Newcomers Social she founded on behalf of the Chamber in 2004, with initial financial support from Community Futures. Her primary aim for the social gathering was to encourage anyone new living in the area to come out to see all the city had to offer, to feel more connected and engaged, regardless of living here for 5 months or 5 years. Kim highlights that 500 new residents were present at the very first one, held at Powell River Recreation Complex. 500 attendees is a substantial number considering the population hovered around 12,900 at the time. Helping agencies, local businesses, recreation groups and volunteer organizations were highlighted at the social. Attendees were asked to complete a simple survey upon leaving the event so the chamber and, in turn, the city could understand the evolving needs within the region. She recalls seeing her city in a new light after reading the survey responses. Kim recounts how the Newcomers Social had such a positive and happy vibe, which came from having the singular objective of connecting neighbor to neighbor. The first event had a bright yellow logo, a happy face with a sunshine graphic. She credits Community Futures with suggesting and designing the logo. The yellow stickers were scattered around town everywhere that first year. There were three annual Newcomers Socials before Kim's attention shifted to other chamber priorities. Sharing about the socials brings a sparkle to her eyes, and I catch her enthusiasm. When I moved to Cawthet in 2021, I would have loved to attend such an event, I still would. Despite her busy workday, like so many residents before me, I feel welcomed and encouraged by Kim. Not because it has been her job, but because of who she is. It is a feeling of engagement that will linger, along with my respect for her outstanding dedication and service during the span of her career with the chamber. Kim will undoubtedly leave a radiant legacy in our community. Lana Cullis is a local writer and regular contributor to The Peak. Join The Peak's email list for the top headline right in your inbox Monday to Friday, prpeak.com/account/mailing list.